Gildan Media proudly presents Gildan Seminars, original lectures containing essential information that can be applied to every facet of life and business.
Welcome to Zig Ziglar's Golden Rule Relationships Program. I know you're going to enjoy this program. My name is Tom Ziglar. I'm the CEO of Ziglar Inc., and Zig Ziglar is my father. And I'm going to tell you about Golden Rule Relationships in a story that I watched play out literally hundreds of times in my life. You see, I was the last born in our family. I'm the baby by almost 10 years, and Mom had already proven that she knew how to cook. And so I was at home by myself literally from the time I was about 8 years old. My sisters had moved out, so it was me, Mom, and Dad. And Mom would say something like this, "Hey, it's time to go to dinner." And we would all go get in the car because we were going to Luby's Cafeteria. Now, if you've never had the privilege of eating at a Southern-style cafeteria, next time you're in the South or in the Dallas area, you need to check out a cafeteria. Here's how it works. You get in line, and then you go down this long line of buffet. I mean, it's incredible. All these different foods, and there's servers on the other side, and they serve you food. So you get your salad, you get your meat and your entree and your vegetables and your desserts and your breads. And there's about 100 choices to choose from. And you've got to narrow that down to the 4 or 5 or however many that you want. Well, when we would go to Luby's, it was always an amazing show because, you see, we went there 2 or 3 times a week. And Mom and Dad knew everybody at Luby's. So Mom would walk in and Dad called her the happy hugger, right? And so the reason he did is because she hugged everybody. So she's hugging the cashier and she's hugging the lady who was driving the cart of drinks that they would roll around and serve you at your tables. And then we would get in line. Now, when I was young, when I was 8, 9, 10, 11, it didn't seem to bother me. But sometime around the 12, 13, 14 year old, I realized that Dad was different. You see, Mom would go first down the line, I would go second, and then Dad would go third, and we'd have our tray. And I would notice that Dad would give a motivational talk to every server in line. No matter who they were, no matter how long they worked there, he'd ask them how they were doing, he'd give them a word of encouragement, he'd ask them about their family. And I want you to know that the people who worked in this line, they came from all backgrounds, many of them immigrants to our country, most of them trying to get an entry-level job. A lot of them, life had been hard on them. I mean, this wasn't the first place you would think to go and work. And you should see the smiles on their face. Dad would give them this motivational message, and as he was talking to them, they would start piling the food on his plate. Every time we got through the line, I noticed that Dad would have 2 or 3 times as much food.
Sample complete. Ready to continue?